From Spark and Anvil and NeuralQuest, this is Rue in Chapter 1 of the NeuralQuest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Rue is a tall, still gray heron who stands at the edge of the pond with a measuring tape and the calmest face in the whole learning center. When a guess lands wrong, she doesn't wince and she doesn't scold. She wades over, stretches her tape between where the guess landed and where the truth was, reads the number, and says it plainly, "Off by this much, in this direction." Her whole craft is lost, measuring exactly how wrong a computer's guess was. "A computer can't fix a mistake it can't measure," she says, coiling her tape. "Wrong isn't enough. How wrong? By a little or a lot? Too high or too low?" She taps the number she just read. This is the most useful number in all of learning. The training loop reads my measure and knows which way to nudge and how far. Without the size of the miss, the whole thing would just flail in the dark. The mistake isn't the enemy. The mistake is the map.
Rue found her calling watching a young machine learn to toss stones into a bucket. "Every miss," someone shouted, "missed!" And the machine, told only that it failed, changed itself wildly and randomly, and got worse. Rue stepped in with her tape. "Don't tell it that it missed," she said. "Tell it by how much and which side." She measured, a hand's width short and to the left. The machine nudged itself a hand's width longer and right, and the next stone landed closer. "It wasn't stupid," Rue said gently. "It was blind. Wrong is a blindfold. A measured miss is a pair of eyes." From that day, she believes the thing that keeps her so calm. An error, measured kindly and exactly, is the most patient teacher there is.
When she was 12, Rue walked to the big learning center where a wise old mentor named Sift asked her a question. "How do you look at a mistake without flinching?" "I make it a measurement, not a verdict," Rue said. "A verdict says bad. A measurement says this far, this way, so change this much. One shames, the other helps. I only ever do the one that helps." Sift smiled. "You are the one. Every mistake in this place becomes useful the moment it passes through your tape."
In her workshop, a kid watched a temperature guesser learn. It guessed 20 degrees. The truth was 25. "Don't say wrong," Rue murmured. She stretched her tape. "Say 5 degrees too low. Now the loop knows. Nudge the guess up, about 5's worth." The next guess came in at 24. "Closer. Off by 1, still low. Nudge up a touch. 24.6. Then she taught the whole habit as one steady rule. A machine learns from the size and direction of its miss, not from the word wrong. So a good error measure is specific, never just a scold. A big miss means change a lot. A small miss means change a little. The measure sets the step. And the goal is never to punish the mistake, but to use it, over and over, each miss a little smaller than the last. "A machine yelled at," she said firmly, "learns nothing but fear. A machine measured learns the way home."
"So a mistake isn't the end of trying?" a kid said quietly. "It's the instructions for the next try?"
"It's the kindest instructions there are," Rue said. She let her measuring tape roll shut with a soft snap and stood a while at the pond's edge, the peace of someone who had learned to look a mistake full in the face, measure it without a scrap of meanness, and turn it, gently, into the very thing that made the next try better. That patient, tender, mistake is a map feeling, steadier than any fear of being wrong, was to Rue exactly why she stood so calmly at the water's edge, tape in wing, unafraid of any miss at all.